Ich habe gehört, es gibt im Prinzip keine Viren in einem gesunden Organismus. Das heißt, es ist eine Frage des Mangels an Lebensenergie. Ist das richtig?
I have heard there aren't no viruses within a body. It's just a
healthy
a lack of
body.
Energy. Are there viruses?
There is a COVID-19 virus, but I have also heard that 5G, that presence of 5G will serve to in some way potentiate or worsen the symptoms of COVID-19.
Mhm. Also was Tom gehört hat, ist, dass es so etwas in diesem COVID-19-Virus gibt, dass er aber mit Hilfe von 5G sozusagen erst aktiviert wird und richtig in sein Potenzial gebracht wird.
I would disagree with that a little bit, Tom. I would say that the COVID symptoms are masking the real virus, which is 5G. I would say that just exactly the opposite.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also Pia würde dem jetzt nicht ganz zustimmen, sondern sie sagt, dieses COVID-19-Symptom, das sind Symptome, die wiederum die 5G-Geschichte überdecken sollen. Also eigentlich ist 5G das, was schädlich ist und das zu diesen Symptomen dann führt.
After all, we know that 5G makes oxygen spin the reverse direction in the cells of the body. And the people who were seen at the beginning of the so-called outbreak were in cities with a prevalence of 5G presence.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Go ahead, translate that. Sure, yeah. Correct.
Also, was eben war, dass eben, kann ich mich auch erinnern, dass wo das losging mit diesem Virus, angeblichen Virus, und Menschen umgefallen sind, das waren Menschen, die sich in Städten befanden, wo 5G aktiviert wurde, und zwar massivst. Und worauf sie dann eben reagiert haben und umgefallen sind, da gab es tatsächlich letztes Jahr die Videos dazu.
Pia and I wrote a year and a half ago about the connection between 5G and COVID-19 and what our research showed us was that the cities worldwide, there were only a few, but Wuhan, China, Madrid, Spain.
Yes.
There were a number of cities.
Wuhan was one. You're right. Wuhan, China is one of the greatest population of 5G technology in the world. You're absolutely right. Go on.
Well, what we found through our research and other research from many, many other people worldwide was that the people falling in the streets, there were videos of people falling down, walking in the streets in Wuhan, and people were saying, look, they have COVID. They're dying of a disease or a virus. And what was actually happening, as Pia mentioned a moment ago, was the actual problem of 5G is it keeps oxygen from entering the cells in the proper way that we were designed to breathe oxygen. And so we wrote a number of papers and blogs, and I coined a phrase. I was calling it the technovirus rather than COVID-19, because we believe seriously then, and we still do, that 5G is actually the element or the causation of what they're calling a virus. The coronavirus has been around forever. In the 1950s.
Translate.
Good.
You want to translate?
Yeah. Wir haben ja gesehen, ich weiß nicht, ich habe die Videos auch gesehen, von Menschen, die letztes Jahr unter anderem in Wuhan, also in Städten, die vor allen Dingen, wo 5G ganz fortgeschritten schon installiert war, umgefallen sind. Und man hat das auf den angeblichen Virus geschoben. Aber was passiert mit 5G ist, dass die Sauerstoffaufnahme in die Zellen unterbunden wird und damit der Körper kollabiert. Und Colin hat darüber vor anderthalb Jahren, haben sie schon berichtet, sie haben das als einen Technovirus bezeichnet, denn er wird dieses, was wir sehen in den Menschen, was da passiert, ist mit dieser 5G gekoppelt. Und was der Grund ist dessen, warum Menschen krank sind. Also den Coronavirus gibt es schon ewig. Und da machen wir jetzt weiter. Okay, Colin, 1950, somewhere.
I just wanted to add one interesting fact As far back as the 1950s, there was information on household cleaning products that stated this product will get rid of coronavirus.
Really?
So, wow. Coronavirus is nothing new under the sun. They've used the idea of viruses to cause the pandemic to mask what's going on with 5G. It's all related, and it's all a scheme. And I don't think I have to go on and on about this, but flu and viruses have always been part of what we go through every year.
And yes, people die from flu every year, but right. No more died from this particular
right.
epidemic than any other year.
The statistics show that this is no different than any other epidemic. And mm-hmm. we all have gotten through all of the other epidemics mm-hmm. as we have for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Also in the 1950s gab's schon,
I was just going to say, after you translate, Ted, you were going to add your position on this. We're eager okay. to hear what you have
yeah.
to say.
Yeah.
Also es gab in den 1950ern schon Haushaltsmittel, Reinigungsmittel. Da stand drauf, dass eben zum Beispiel der Coronavirus damit beseitigt wird. Ne? Also es ist etwas, was es schon immer gibt. Und Corona ist ja letztendlich eine Grippe. Es ist eine Grippe, wie wir es jedes Jahr hatten. Es gibt statistisch gesehen nicht mehr Tote als in all den anderen Jahren. Weshalb eben dieser ganze Hoax, der hier betrieben wird, eben nur ein Hoax ist und nichts mit dem Virus zu tun hat, sondern als Vorwand genutzt wurde, um die Masken einzuführen und um dieses Impfprogramm jetzt durchzuziehen. Okay.
What I see happening is that both Gerhard and Saskia will win the lotteries in each of their countries and retire comfortably for the rest of their lives. That'll happen this week.
Oh, that would be boring. Yeah. That's boring. No, I didn't came here for that.
You don't have to translate. That's fine.
What about Elon Musk? He has the permission to send satellites into the orbit, 30,000 satellites. And is he dangerous with the satellite network?
Well, let me get back to my prediction and then I'll address that. I think people are waking up right now, whether you know it or not. The media is controlled around the world, so you're not going to hear about it. But more and more, and I'm looking at the shot program being stopped within a month, simply because there are going to be too many people dying. Already there's a lot of people dying, and even the mass media will not be able to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty desperate. In my home state, in Washington state, the governor here, Inslee, came out with a program a month ago saying that if you get the shot, you're automatically enrolled in a lottery to win $1 million. Well, even if you win $1 million, how long, many months are you going to be live? 4 or 5 months to spend it? Then you go off to heaven somewhere? I mean, it's kind of silly. But now Biden has got, the negatives are so desperate. Biden is sending out federal teams door to door to try to force people to take the shot. I mean, how desperate can you get? I mean, seriously, most people that haven't taken the shot, they're not going to change their mind. And you have to remember that the Second Amendment is still very much alive in the United States, and many people own guns. And you come up to their door without legal permission and say, hey, we want you to take the shot. They might not get a very pleasant reaction, especially if they own guns. So I think things are going to start falling apart, and I'm seeing the manufacturers of these shots like to be completely bankrupt by the end of the summer. That'll start because the legal protections they currently have will be taken away.
Can you see it for Germany too? Because I have the feeling we are far away from that, and they are talking yeah. about a third shot that people need to take now in September because of this new mutation that is coming and whatever.
Oh, that's total propaganda.
I don't see an end coming soon.
That's what they want. You see, that's what I got the message from some of the grays coming back from the future is that these people who's taken the shot now, then they'll have booster shots every couple of months and they will be totally controlled by artificial intelligence. Some will live and they will become the new robots of the new world order. They won't live very long. They'll go off to another planet to where their free will is gone. They won't be really human anymore. I've already noticed in the people I know who've taken the shot, they don't have any compassion. Their heart chakra is gone. They often get very nasty, and they get self-service to self, because there's a green, gray reptilian shield over them.
They also can't hold a conversation any longer. They go through this where they just blanked out, and they cannot. We've seen really big personality changes in some people that we know.
Sure. Right. Oh.
Yesterday, I've been in a group with several people that have got the shot. Oh. It's impossible to talk to them for a while because they're like listening, but somehow turning away. And
they go away.
True.
Yeah, they don't have a.
Okay.
There's no soul body connection anymore. The soul's separated, so they're scattered all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're very much into themselves, not other people, just very themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I can distinguish people who got a shot by not feeling this person anymore. I normally, before I get to talk to someone, I can already feel him, but I cannot feel them anymore. Other people, they can see their aura they have, but I can't feel them anymore. And I have a little dog, and my little dog won't get close anymore to be people who got the shot.
Yeah.
He's also a good, he helps me to see who got it and who not. Right. I'm in contact with people who got the shot all the time. And it's not possible to avoid it.
Be careful. And when you do contact them, Saskia, be sure to drink hydrochloroquine, HCQ. You can take 3 grapefruits and 3 lemons or 3 oranges. Take the rinds off of each one. Put them in a pan, metal pan. Put a top lid on it. Put 2 inches of water above the rinds and let it simmer for the afternoon. After it's cooled down, add some zinc to it. Zinc is good. And some and maybe some sweetener, and drink it like a tea. It's full of vitamins, and it'll prevent the worst effects of the shedding. Because you're exposed.
I have the flu now. You can hear it. I am sick since 2 days.
Okay, that's the shedding.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the flu. You have the shedding.
I know.
So you have to take the HCQ and you'll be much better. It's better to just keep away from them, because if you breathe the same air in...
It's impossible.
I'm just saying...
It means I have to stay at home all the time. I can't get out anymore. It's impossible.
I keep to myself all the time too, you know.
So,
I don't go out very much.
Was ist shading, Saskia?
Ja, wenn die sie tragen. Die schütten das aus aus ihrem Körper, die in ihrer Atemluft.
You don't have the flu. Yeah. You have the shedding.
Yeah.
And
please take the HCQ. You'll feel better, believe me.
Okay.
Ted is giving you really, really good advice about the hydrochloroquine. That's really helpful. And also take pine tea.
Yeah.
That's
pine needle tea, yeah.
That's the blog that I put out with a lot of information in there that will be helpful.
After we're in public, when we have to be in public, as soon as we come back to our own safe place, we drink pine tea and we take so many antioxidants.
And zinc. And NAC.
And we feel better immediately after getting away from people and taking these things that seem to help us.
Okay.
Ich habe hier im Kühlschrank bei mir CDL, Chlordioxid-Lösung.
Habe ich auch.
Das hast du auch, ja. Das trinken wir.
Ja, habe ich auch da. Also das nehme ich auch,
das
ja.
wird hier hab bei uns auch. Gemacht, ja.
Ja, habe ich auch. Kriegen sogar meine Kinder ganz klein mit.
Ja, es ist schon wieder spät, 23.10 Uhr. 10 minutes after 11.
And I want to give a plug for Tom too, because Tom's free program can help people with this. Can't it, Tom? Can it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it can.
By all means, that's the nature of my research, working with scalar energy. I've designed this technique to break down harmful molecular forms, whether it's a virus, an ingredient in a vaccine, whether it's a parasite, et cetera, or some type of toxin. So this is the science that I have perfected, the ability to identify a harmful molecule and then to break down the molecular bonds that hold together that germ or that man-made chemical to actually unbind the molecular structure. That's the key to my research. And I agree with everybody here. In the future, it's almost by default, you're going to see alternative medicine really catch on to many people in the world. People are frankly going to be desperate in the next 2 to 3 years. I don't have joy in saying that, but with what is coming, with what I call this onslaught of problems by the vaccines, you're going to see so many problems, medical problems emerge in the next 2 to 3 years. It's going to be horrific.
I'll let Saskia translate. Could you translate into Swahili too, please? Don't mind.
Okay, of course. Why not? Also was Toms Arbeit ausmacht, was eben Science ist, ist die, dass eben diese bösartigen oder menschgemachten Inhaltsstoffe, die schädlich sind für uns, identifiziert und mittels seiner Geräte auseinanderbricht, zerstört. Und ja, da bin ich jetzt hängen geblieben. Also die nächsten 2 bis 3 Jahre, das werden die Jahre sein, die uns herfordern werden und wo wir alternative Heilmethoden dringendst benötigen werden.
Ja. Wir sollten dann ans Ende denken. Es ist schon nach 23 Uhr und vielleicht, dass der Tom und auch die Pia noch einmal die Webseite durchsagen.
Okay. We are already over our time today. So it would nice, maybe Pia.
Well, Gerhard said we could go another 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he told me before.
Okay. You can go on, I go home now.
Yeah.
All right.
And so maybe some last words or something you want to say to the audience.
Well, Pia and Kellen, I'm looking forward to having you on my English show this Saturday. I like to make some announcements at the beginning, so let's start at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, if that's okay. I'll send you a link and everything. Yeah, I have extra time in that show there. And I'd love to have your concluding remarks for today's show, Pia and Kellen, and then I'll move to Tom. And
Well, I think what I would like to say is we're going to get through this together.
Right.
Those of us who trust that the divine spark that's within each one of us is going to get us through all of these troubles, we are going to survive. We're going to use our conscious choices to make the right choices. And there will be a split. There's no doubt, I don't think, in anyone's minds or hearts here during this discussion today and tonight, that the split is happening. And those of us who know the truth, those of us who are connected to Source, connected to God, connected to all the amazing energies in the universe, we are going to get through this and we're going to create a much more positive existence. That is my truth. And I know we're going to achieve this.
Mm. And my addition to that would be simply the key tools for doing that are gratitude, courage, trust, kindness, and unconditional love with compassion. If we use those tools, we will get through this and we will help those who are separating and going in other directions just by our very attitude and our energy. We'll help everyone just by doing that.
That's very good advice. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and translate, Saskia.
Also letzten Wort ist einfach, wenn wir uns unseres göttlichen Funkens bewusst sind und darauf vertrauen und wir die Anbindung haben, wo auch immer, nach oben hin oder wie man es auch immer bezeichnen möchte, dieses Vertrauen haben, dass wir sicher sind, dass wir diese Zeit überstehen werden, dass wir zusammen da durchgehen werden. Und wir haben die Werkzeuge bei uns, Werkzeuge wie Dankbarkeit, Mut, bedingungslose Liebe. Das ist das, was uns jetzt weiterbringt, vorwärts bringt, uns auch sicher hält. Und darin sollten wir auch festhalten.
Tom, your concluding remarks, my friend?
Yeah, we have to be there for people. I don't fault people. They've been deceived. And many people who have taken the shots have been deceived. We have to be there. And again, within the next 2 to 3 years, the world is going to change And many of these people who've taken the shot will be very sick, and we have to pray for them. So I really feel my heart goes out to them. It's going to be really, I think it's going to be horrific from what I understand. So let's be there for them for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lasst uns für die da sein, für all die, die eben die Impfung genommen haben und was auch immer dann für Herausforderungen vor sich haben. Wir wollen bei ihnen sein, für sie beten und alle möglichen Unterstützung anbieten, die wir zur Verfügung haben.
And Saskia, I'd love your, Tom, could you give out your website, please?
Yeah, the website is scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. Mm-hmm. And please visit it, and anybody in the world is allowed to register for our free trial, 15 days of free Scalar Energy sessions.
Mm-hmm. Also hier nochmal die Webseite von Tom. Ich würde es nochmal buchstabieren. S-C-A-L-A-R-L-I-G-H-T, wie Theo, .com. Und jeder ist hier, kann sich hier für 15 Tage kostenfrei registrieren.
Okay. And do you have it, is it possible to get it translated into Swahili so my listeners from Africa can read it? So, anyway, I guess not. And Saskia, no.
This is
you're concluding your remarks, then Gerhard's. Yeah. Go ahead.
In English or in German? Is it enough in German?
Yeah, Swahili.
Swahili is fine. English is okay. Yeah.
English is okay. Well, it's a challenging time, and I have my struggles too. And sometimes I feel like I can't do it anymore. But even when I'm dead down, I know that everything is okay, that we are here because we wanted to be here. This is the most exciting time of our life, of all the lives we have lived here on Earth, and that we can happy to be here. I'm thankful, and whatever we can do now to take as many as people with us as we can. That's why I'm here. I'm holding on, and I have this wonderful help of my children that remind me life is unbelievable, beautiful, and enjoy, laugh, be happy, and be open to everything that comes up.
Great. I have some pine needle tea, white pine needle tea, pine needles that I got from Shasta. It's very high energy. I'll send you some if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you some.
Would be great. Thank you, Ted.
Okay. Good. And Gerhard, love your concluding remarks too.
Of course. So I'm very glad about the show. We did a very good job tonight to bring the golden light here, and I would like to close up with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you know him, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Not personally, but no? I do know who he is. Yeah,
he is an Austrian, and he was governor in California.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was here in Vienna for a few days before, and there was the World Climate Change World Austrian Summit. Yes.
Okay.
And he said to all, to our president also, that the politicians, they will not do or afford anything. The people are the force who will anything. He said this.
Wow, that's good. The people lead, the leaders will follow.
Yeah, genau. That's right. So let's do it. Thank you for the show.
Okay. We are doing it already.
Okay. That's right.
I would start the water song if you want to and say goodbye for
tonight.
Okay,
great. And Gerhard, our next show, now you'll be gone next week. So
yes, in 2 weeks is okay.
2 weeks is okay. Zwei Wochen. Okay, on the 6th and 20th July, 26th July. Is that okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also unsere nächste Radioshow am 26. Juli.
Montag. 21 Uhr.
Okay. Good night.
So good night. We have good. to go to sleep.
Okay. All right. Ian Cullen. Good night, Tom. It's late in the evening there.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, my friends. Thanks so much. Go ahead and play the water song, Gerhard. That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Tschüss, my friends. I'll see you guys next Saturday. I'll send you the link.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yasashiku, kokoro no uta. Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.